Today's feasts would have been a scandal to the early Christians. They were completely ashamed that their Savior and God died on a cross. The same cross that would still be used for another 200 years to kill everyone from common criminals to political enemies. The cross was a scandal because it was so brutal and humiliating. Everyone could watch the victim suffer as they hung there naked in the open. It was a horrible way to die. It was made worse because of its public nature and its intention to humiliate the person. We might not use the cross today as a way to punish people, but the cross is still a scandal to us. We still are ashamed of what the cross really means. Hanging above every altar in a Catholic church is a cross that should have a corpus representing the crucified Lord hanging on it. Around many of our necks might hang a cross. We might have crosses on our walls or tattooed on our arm. We might wear a shirt that has a cross on it with some reassuring Bible verse. We have domesticated the cross. It has become a symbol that has lost its shamefulness. It's a decoration. We have never seen a public crucifixion, thankfully. The art that we hang on our walls or in a museum of the world cannot hope to capture the cross's brutality and humiliation. Even our crosses today can't bring themselves to show the true torture and nakedness of the Lord. We have turned it into a mere decoration, not what it really is, the pinnacle of our faith. Our faith today doesn't seem to be rooted in the cross of Christ. Instead, our faith is best described as moralistic therapeutic deism. Moralistic because we use it to guide our actions and beliefs. Therapeutic because really our faith is there to make us feel better about ourselves. And deism, because while we might believe in God, he's a very distant God, one that is more like a clockmaker who built the world, put it into motion, but now is very hands-off. We all fall into this trap. Being good is not enough to be a Christian. We have to live like a Lord. We have to pick up our cross and follow him. If we're living our faith right, it leads to the cross. It leads to suffering. The cross is always going to be given to us. We don't have to search for it. We don't have to play the martyr for ourselves. By simply living as we are, people will give us crosses, just like we gave the cross to our Lord. It's because of our own sinfulness that Jesus hangs there on the cross for us. He's hanging there because of us, what we have done in the past, what we're doing right now, and what we'll do in the future. He's hanging there. It's a very personal thing. He did everything right, and he should have been rewarded for it with a happy and peaceful life, but he was not. We want to be moral people. We want to do the right thing. But the Christian morality, it looks like the cross. Christian justice is the cross. Jesus hanging on the cross is the exact opposite of a distant God. This is a God who loves us so much that he came down to be with us, and for that, we killed him. So does our faith really look like the cross? Do we take up our cross and follow the Lord, or do we try to give crosses to other people? Do we live our life sacrificially, like Jesus, or do we live our life as comfortably as possible and complain when things get a little bit hard? Do we shrug at the teachings of God when they don't fit our needs? Do we sacrifice our time, talent, and treasure to help those in need and live like Christ has called us to? The answer is always and obviously no. We do not live the cross in our life, and that is why Jesus is hanging there. To help each of us reflect a little bit more deeply on this, I encourage us all to go back and read the entire third chapter from St. John today. It's from where we get our gospel. And then go back to this past Thursday's gospel on the anniversary of the 24th anniversary of 9/11 and see what stirs in you when you read those gospels. My guess is that we'll all be very conflicted. We'll all be made very uncomfortable by them. We will start to find ways to wiggle out of those tough words given to us by the Lord. To really live the Christian life, we have to truly exalt in the cross. We have to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. There's no way any of us is going to live our life in a way to earn heaven. Jesus died for us. He died on the cross as our Savior. We don't get to heaven because we're good people. We get to heaven because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice. So the good news is that God so loved the world that he gave us his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might have life through him. The cross gives life to this world. Our crosses give life to this world.